My initial interest in the project was the active learning aspect, because this is something that is very close to my own approach. But I started to be interested in the citizenship side because of the participation aspects. I work with early childhood study students who are basically going to be the future early years workforce. One of the things that I've always had quite a lot of concern about is that early years workforce are traditionally low paid, female, and seen as poorly qualified. There's been a lot of money going into that area in the last 10 years to raise the standard of the workforce through graduate programmes and undergraduate programmes like the BA in Early Childhood Studies. And what we really, really want to see is that those students have the opportunity to develop creative thinking and independent thinking. They're going to be working with young children in terms of, you know, developing, you know, sort of the curriculum. What we want to get away from is a cycle of passive learners going back to work with young children and what that actually means for early years care and education. So it's about raising the sort of awareness of students around political issues, getting them to understand more about their own roles and participation as citizens, then taking all that back into both the content and process of what they do with young children to get away from this more passive cycle. Because I think that, you know, that's actually going to happen. We're getting a better workforce working with early years, and the impact on children is to being significant. So my worries now lie at secondary level, because I think that the children may have that experience in primary school and then go back to more passive learning forms in secondary school.